Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. It's the last full week of March, the typical month for farmers to renew their farm tags, and they're being asked for a $10 donation for the Ag Tag program benefiting 4-H, FFA, and Kentucky Proud. 4-H Foundation Executive Director Keith Rogers says the program has been growing, and they do keep tally.
Allen County this past year was the number one county in total donations with nearly $20,000 total donated. Hardin County was number two with $19,320, and Warren County was third.
To be fair to counties with fewer farmers, they examine other categories of ag tag donations.
We also look at it on the percentage of tags that made the donation that are renewed in the county, and Martin was number one, Bell and Breathitt followed in second and third place. But then also, Ballard County had the most significant increase over the previous year in the number of tags.
In that category, Ballard County was followed by Edmondson and Lee counties. Roger says both 4-H groups and FFA chapters at the local level work hard to create program awareness.
Just about all of them do. They meet with the county clerks, they go get their photos taken and put it in the local paper and do other things on the local level to promote. Because, as I said, the portion of these donations do come back to that local county 4-H Council to be used in that 4-H program in the area.
We'll be right back.
Need a better job? Need technical training? Want to go to college but didn't finish high school? You can take free classes to get your GED diploma. Contact your local adult education center or go to knowhowtogokentucky.org. That's knowhowtogokentucky.org. Don't delay. Start today. This message brought to you by Kentucky Adult Education, Council on Post-Secondary Education. KnowHowToGoKentucky.org.
In the last 2 years, the Ag Tag donation program has garnered over $250,000 split evenly for 4-H, FFA, and Kentucky Proud. The 4-H Foundation's Keith Rogers says they're all hoping for continued growth.
The county clerks have been a tremendous help with this program. Commissioner Comer has met with the clerks on numerous occasions. He actually runs a little bit of a contest between them and helps out with this effort in awarding the clerks, who are the top county total donations. And so he's done a lot in communicating with those. Of course, at the local level, our 4-H agents and our FFA advisors and others have really worked with individual county clerks to help promote this program. And what we're seeing is, as the county clerks learn more about this program and understand the benefits that this program has for their local organizations, they're stepping up and helping us out also.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.